Hey guys, what I want to do is give you a little bit of advice on how to work with the Tech Assessment 2 once you've already got your report. So of course the reports are on the wiki and you can pick them up there. So how do you interpret it? Well, first of all, you take a look at it. Obviously you can see the percentage of people that got each answer. That's pretty obvious. Mainly what I want to do is work a little bit with the difficulty and discrimination indices, and because that tells you a little bit about the questions themselves. Now the difficulty index varies from 0 to 1. It basically tells you how hard the question was to answer correctly. So it shows basically the proportion of respondents that picked the right answer to that question. The higher the difficulty, the easier the question is. It has a maximum of 1, minimum of 0. So the closer to 1, the easier the question, closer to 0, the harder the question. The goal is that for a level 2 question, you want to be in the 0.8 range or so. For a level 3 question, maybe in the 0.6 to 0.8. And for a level 4 question, probably like in the 0.4 to 0.6 range. If it's outside of those ranges, it doesn't mean it's horrible. It just means maybe it just wasn't quite as easy, or maybe it was too easy. The other one is the discrimination index, and that basically tells you how well people did on other questions. If they scored high on other questions, did they score high on this question? In other words, if they got other questions correct, did they get this one correct as well? And that varies from negative 1 to 1. So if you get a score of 1, that basically means the people that did well on the other questions did well on this one also. Consistency, in other words. If you get a score of 0, it sort of means that there was kind of a mix. You know, some people that did well in other questions did well in this, but some people that didn't do so well in other questions did well in this. And by the same token, some people that did well in the other questions didn't do well on this. So when you get something closer to a 0, maybe like below a 0.3, you start to think, what was it about that question that it didn't really nail it? I mean, that was a kind of a people were up in the air about answering it. It can vary all the way to negative 1. So if it goes negative, that actually means that people did well on the other questions and did badly on this, and people did badly on other questions but did well on this. Basically, I may have confused everybody with this question. So if you get a negative, that's a kind of a red flag that maybe I didn't write this question very well. So basically what you want to do is you want to look at those indices and reflect on the questions themselves and how well you would do if you had another chance. And that's what you would write up for Tech Assessment 2. So hopefully that makes sense, and good luck with it.